Our top story on the KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter, happening today. Oklahoma is now in the final phase of the vaccine rollout. Phase 4 means everyone 16 and older is eligible to get the shot or shots. Joining us live for Monday with the mayor, Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
That's good news. Man, Phase 4 happened quicker than I thought it would.
Well, we always knew that the first couple phases would take the most time because it was just the surely the largest number of people. But also, I think the systems that the State Department of Health and the Tulsa Health Department and our tribal governments put in place, I mean, they're a finely tuned machine at this point. And so they really are moving through it very quickly. I get a report from the state every week. And on any given week, Oklahoma is between 6th and 8th in the whole country for deployment of the vaccine per 100,000 people. So our state is doing a fantastic job of getting these shots in arms.
You should be getting your second one, what, Friday?
Thursday. Yeah. I'm excited to get it on Thursday and already marking my calendar for 2 weeks out from Thursday when I will hopefully be ironclad with immunity on this deal. But I'm excited. I've heard that I got the Pfizer shot at the health department's deal at the fairgrounds, and I've heard some people have a little bit of side effects with that, so I'll be interested to see what happens there. But just like everybody else that was there when I got my first shot, it's such an odd environment because usually you don't expect to see a bunch of people getting shots who are all just so excited.
Right.
It's usually the opposite.
Never been so anxious to get a shot and get sick. If that's what it takes, that's what it takes.
Exactly. Bring it on.
You've said many times in this space here that you learned early on not to make predictions about things related to the pandemic. And I know we're still a week from when you said the city would make a decision about whether to discard the mask mandate, but I didn't ask you about it last week and I immediately heard about it. So
yeah,
I gotta ask, is the needle moving at all? Is it looking good? Is it looking not so good? Can you tell us anything?
Well, I had a really good meeting with my colleagues on the city council and Dr. Dart last week to discuss that very thing. And what we've decided is we're going to circle back up on April 9th. Because all of our hospitals have asked us to hold off for 2 weeks after spring break and then evaluate the data that we see as far as hospitalizations and COVID levels after that. And I think right before the day before the 9th is when we get the data for that period of time. Mm-hmm. So we're going to meet and evaluate what levels look like. Now, I will tell you, I mean, if they continue to look like they have during the last several weeks, I'm fully supportive of ending it at the earliest possible time, because I've always said, you know, we're putting this in place to protect the ability of our hospitals to save lives in our community. It's not to get us to zero. As the governor has said, that's not the purpose of the mask mandate. The mask mandate was to protect the integrity of our hospitals. And the reality is last week, we had, I think the latest number I saw was 39 people in hospitals in Tulsa County with COVID-19. And to put that in perspective, second week after Christmas, in January, we were at 488 people. And so that's what the main thing we're worried about and want to wait after spring break, because we don't want to have the same spike after spring break that we had after Christmas. And if we don't have that, I'm fully supportive of ending it at the earliest possible time.